Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th. And you're like, oh my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here. And immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this. Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mesa allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th, but it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with, this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump, it's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2:15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win, because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have opportunity. Like, you know that if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So, I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base, up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh, batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm, and batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case yesterday, or earlier this week, rather, on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. So hopefully they can. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th, and you're like, oh my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here. And immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this, Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mesa allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th. But it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And So finally winning the five starter spot, just to follow it up with this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump. It's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2:15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win. Because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have opportunity. Like, you know that if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base, up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh. Batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm. And batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case yesterday, or earlier this week, rather, on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. So hopefully they can. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th. And you're like, oh, my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here. And immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this, Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mayza allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th, but it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with this team can't friggin' hit, with Sanchez on the bump, it's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2:15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win. Because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have opportunity. Like, you know that if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base, up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh. Batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm. And batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case yesterday, or earlier this week, rather, on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. So hopefully they can. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th. And you're like, oh, my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here. And immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this. Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mayza allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th, but it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with, this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump, it's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2-15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win, because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have opportunity. Like, you know that if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So, I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base, up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh, batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm, and batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case earlier this week on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th. And you're like, oh my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here. And immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this. Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mayza allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th. But it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with, this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump, it's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2-15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win, because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But the like, this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have that if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base. Up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh. Batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm. And batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case yesterday, or earlier this week, rather, on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th, and you're like, oh my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here, and immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this, Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches, and Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh, Tim Mesa allows a run in the eighth, they lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th, but it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with, this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump. It's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2:15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win, because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base. Up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh. Batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm. And batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case yesterday, or earlier this week, rather, on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th, and you're like, oh my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here, and immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this, Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mayza allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th, but it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with, this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump. It's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2:15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game that you have to win to try and get the series win. Because last night is what we all fear will happen in October. It's our biggest fear. It's the worst kind of Phillies game. Some are saying the worst shutout, most painful shutout for the Phillies against the Cardinals in any of our lifetimes. Obviously, just kidding. But this is the type of game that really sucks to watch. Is that your pitcher's pitching well, offense just can't do anything, the other team doesn't do much of anything either, and you know that you have opportunity. Like, you know that if they could just get one inning together, maybe they could actually go out there and win a ball game, and they can't. So I like the lineup from Don Mattingly. He went back to his more traditional lineup. So Schwarber leading off in the DH spot, Turner batting second, shortstop, Harper back in right field batting third, Arias batting fourth, second base, up to the five spot, JT Realmuto batting sixth at third base, Bryson Stott batting seventh and left was Brandon Marsh. Batting eighth, where I think he belongs at this point, Alec Bohm. He did have a hit in this game, batting eighth at first base, Bohm. And batting ninth in center field was Justin Crawford. So, you know, listen, I made the case earlier this week on the afternoon show. Like, I don't think you can just DFA Alec Bohm, but I do think that you should kind of bury him in the lineup right now. I think his overall production this season kind of deserves that. So hopefully they can. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And for as good and gritty as Monday night's win was, this one, well, it flat out sucked. The Phillies, despite, you know, they win the fifth starter spot, which was the first time they did so since May 18th. And you're like, oh my goodness, they could actually win a series. You got Sanchez and Wheeler coming up here. And immediately, it's as if that was offset. Like, them losing this, Christopher Sanchez goes six innings, four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts, comes out after 89 pitches. And Alex McFarland allows a run in the seventh. Tim Mayza allows a run in the eighth. They lose 2-0. The bat's completely silent on a night like this. They get just five hits, no extra base hits in this game. Not a lot of traffic on the bases throughout the course of the evening. And it's great that they ended their five-starter drought since May the 18th, but it all evens out because you basically can't afford, the way this team's structured, you can't afford to lose the Sanchez starts, can't afford to lose the Wheeler starts, really can't afford to lose the Lizardo starts either. And so finally winning the five-starter spot, just to follow it up with, this team can't friggin' hit with Sanchez on the bump, it's like you could have just reversed the two. You know, you won a game you weren't supposed to, and then you lost a game you should have won. So they now have to come back later on today, 2:15 start out at Busch Stadium. Zach Wheeler on the mound, another game.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.